Yes, Master, what may I assist you with this morning?
Oh,
if I may, you don't look so well. Is everything all right? Is this one of these fevers I hear you humans suffer from so much? Please, Master, if I may, can I take your temperature? The human body should be 97 Fahrenheit, or 37 Celsius for those of us playing at home. I do not like this one bit. No, not at all. I think it would be wise to cool your body down with a mild bath. It means your body is able to focus on fighting the intruders in your body rather than regulating your temperature. Well, that's a bit of an error to say it like that. Your body will raise its temperature off to denature the virus that invades your body. However, the irony is that your own body cannot withstand these temperatures either. Think of it like taking one for the team. However, shall we move you to your bathing chambers next? Well, isn't this much better? If you can remove your garments, I shall begin running your bath. Commonly, you would use bath soap. However, since I can be of service, we shall instead be adding essential oils. Nor should you roll your eyes either. Mint is to help open up the sinuses. Rose for the skin to maintain itself while the body is struggling. Chamomile for the immune system. And myrrh to open up the blood flow. Magic stuff, if you ask me. As well as has the green smelling absolutely divine. Now hop in. I'll prepare some lotions that'll get you proper and prime. Let's wash your hair first, dear. Nothing makes me feel better than ready to start the day on a good foot. Is that the same? I'm afraid I can't keep up with everything you've taught me. Like it's raining cats and dogs, or I'll burn that bridge when I get to it. That one is quite entertaining. Or to let someone off the hook. I suppose you do that one for me quite often when I first started. I do feel quite bad about all the tea spilling, but I tried my best. Look at me now, confident enough to boss you around. I was so shy, I couldn't even speak at first. Just stare at you, but, well, happy days now. Still cannot believe I was almost taken away from here. Sent to another master. I don't even want the thought of that to cross my mind. You're my master now, and that's the way things shall happily be. It feels nice having my hands go through your scalp. I find it can be quite a caring moment between two souls, whether they be human or something else in my case. Get all those greasy oils off. Maybe we can just let it air dry. I can add some conditioner on top at the end. Doesn't that feel better already? You're radiating so much heat still, though. I can get you a cold glass in case. You poor sickly thing. How on earth did you pick this bug up? I wish I could make you better, but I am unsure how. I think it's up to you to get better, and we just need time. I can only make you feel slightly more comfortable like this. I cannot think of where you've been. I know that sickness can take time to manifest. Do you think it was possible you picked it up from the social affair a week ago? You did look rather dashing, so people must have been all over you, huh? It's possible you've been fighting it off, but today was the last straw that broke the camel's back, huh? Let's see about this conditioner, and then I'll scrub your body next. I'll get you nice and clean since you're not able to do it yourself. Let's start with the back. I'll tell you what. After this, I'll get your comfiest pajamas and you can spend the day in bed. I can make your favorite meals, or I can even venture out and get your favorite snacks. It's important to get calories in you more than anything. Your body will be burning so much energy just trying its best right now. How do you feel? Just tired and achy? Well, in that case, I'll be putting you to bed with some painkillers. If you're feverish, it's hard to get a good night's rest. I assume you are sweating in your sleep. I can change the sheets as well. Will only take me but a moment. So let me guess, you've been feeling unwell for 4 days, but then today it was too much? Yes. Aren't you all the same? When you truly need help, you don't even ask for it. Typical. Lucky you have me around. What a blessing I truly am to you. You were making me worried when I came into your chambers. I don't think I've ever cared for you while you are ill. Thankfully, there's no chance of it transferring over to me. You know, the whole monsters and humans can't get sick off of each other thing. You did really well, though. I was a shock to you when I showed up, so I guess you got me back for once. I know I didn't quite look like the other monster girls. A lot of them are more passable and socially acceptable. But I'm okay with being submissive and serving my one master. I know it kind of unsettles you, but it's true. I live to serve you. Without you, I would be useless. I don't want you sitting in that bath for too long. Let me get you ready to come out. Now to towel you dry. No need to be embarrassed. I'm slime. The humanoid parts don't really make much of a difference to me. You can be as shameless as you like. Nice and dry, just like. Okay, you sit in bed. I'll be a moment. I have to bring some things out of the bathroom with me. There. May I join you on the bed, Master? I couldn't help but notice you need quick ear cleaning, so let me deal with that now rather than later. Oh? Me changing shape. I haven't quite truly been honest about us. Monster girls. You already know me live to serve. Well, since you're my master, I bond with you, right? I can do so well that I will become what you desire. So, yes, this is your doing. Worry not, there's no impulses to act on. However, when there's a blood moon, well, that's a different story. We don't have to worry about it now. There is still a lot of time until the next one. When it's close, though, I think me and you are going to need to have a grown-up discussion. I am not one for beating around the bush. Let me finish up real quick. Next, get into these. I'll lotion your skin up after and rub some oils on your chest. Should help open up the airway so you are able to sleep. I spoke of helping you with some painkillers. However, they aren't very good on the body. I can do something for you. Something to do with my, slime, if you will, and access via your ears. I'm not sure what you think about it, but I can help you drift off to sleep if that's what you seek. I really am worried about you, and I know using my talents like this isn't what I am permitted to do. However, I would consider these extraneous circumstances. Wouldn't you, Master? Well, if I may, it would be wise to lie back. I will sit on top of you. Worry not, I'll place my legs at either side. Now, if you would like me to stop, all you have to do is think it. I am essentially going to be in your head until you fall asleep, but don't worry, I can still talk to you. One moment, Master. This will feel kind of strange. Well, what do you think? I can do a lot for you while I'm in here. You can close your eyes. I have you now. Drift with me. Listen to my voice. I'm here to soothe you. You can focus on me. I have you now, Master. I have you all to myself. Nothing can bother us here. We're together. Just relax. You're tired. You're so tired and not feeling well. The moment between being awake and drifting off to sleep. It feels amazing, does it not? Such a sleepy head. I am glad I'm able to service you. I know it can sound funny in here. I can sound funny. I just want you to understand more about me. My needs for you. I can talk about my origins. We were made by the demons of chaos to serve their every whim. However, over time we gained intelligence and emotion. With that emotion, also a dependency for our masters. If we do not serve, we are useless. Naturally, we are non-combative or argumentative. We want to make our masters happy. Although with our slime we possess many abilities, we can branch off and make many limbs. We can recreate whole organs within seconds. That's why my diet was such a strange concept for you. Don't you remember when I explained that I don't eat food like you humans do? I need sweat, saliva, or water. I just have to be careful and not let myself go. I behave a lot around you. I don't want to disappoint you. You seem like you're getting sleepier though. Do you like when I ramble like this to you? We can do this again, you know. This mind trick, I guess is what I can call it. Let me continue. I'll be quiet. You can zone out. Just know I have you, Master, and you'll always have me.